Last month, Current State launched its first public storytelling event. Pop-up stories took place at Lansing's Allen Marketplace. We had a great lineup of storytellers sharing their tales about being hungry and fed. Now, ahead of this weekend's second pop-up stories event, which we'll tell you more about in a minute here, we thought we'd revisit one of September's stories. Here is MSU Center for Poetry director Anita Skeen telling her story about canning summer produce with her family in West Virginia.
I grew up in a part of the country where people seem to think storytellers are bread in the bone, that people from the mountains sit around on their porch and tell the stories from generations back again and again and again. But I did not grow up in that kind of a storytelling culture. My grandfathers were preachers. One was a Baptist preacher. The other was in the Church of God. So the stories that filtered down to me as a child were Bible stories. And rarely were stories told in my house that were not connected to the Bible. So when Dean Steve asked me to do this evening, I thought, what on earth am I going to talk about? I'm not a storyteller. I don't know how to tell stories. And I heard this little voice in the back of my head, which I have come to recognize as my mother, who has been deceased for 8 years, but does not stop talking to me. But she said, well, tell them about the miracle of the loaves and the fishes. And I said, Mother, I'm not going to tell them about the loaves and the fishes. And she said, tell them about the loaves and the fishes. Tell them about the feeding of the 5,000. You're supposed to be talking about being hungry and being fed. What better story could you tell them? I'm not telling them that story, Mother. And so I am not telling you that story. And if you want to know, go look in Matthew. Actually, go look in all four of the Gospels and you'll find it. But it made me start to think about miracles related to food and what personal miracle I might have related to food. So I got to thinking about the miracle of canning. And when I was a child, there was a lot of canning that went on in my mother's kitchen while my grandmother was living with us. My grandmother passed away when I was 14. But up until that time, about this time or a little earlier in August every summer, this battered old red station wagon would pull up in front of our house. The doors would open, and out would spill my Uncle Herb, my Aunt Marie, my four girl cousins in bushel baskets of tomatoes, beans, peaches, suitcases, all of the things my uncle had gotten a deal on. And so my uncle would say, Marie, get the bags. And the kids and my Aunt Marie would haul up our very steep driveway all of these bushel baskets of, I can see peaches rolling down the driveway as they're hauling these up, while he went up to sit on the couch and watch television. But very shortly after that happened, my mother and my grandmother and my Aunt Marie would get out the aprons, get out the spoons, get out the pots and pans and the pressure cooker, and pretty soon things would start happening in the kitchen. Now, the job of all the girls was to sit on the back porch and snap the beans. I'm not sure they trusted us with knives, because we never cut tomatoes and we never cut peaches. We snapped the beans. Half-runner beans, break them in half, peel the strings, break them in half, break them in half. Put the four pieces in a basket, go on to the next bean. This takes a long time. And I'm not sure what we talked about, the cousins, while we sat on the back stoop and snapped the beans, but I'm sure it wasn't food. And so beans might happen one day. The next day you would know it was tomatoes, because if any of you have been around someone canning tomatoes, it just settles on the house. Red. And you can't breathe. And years later, when I was in graduate school in Bowling Green, Ohio, I lived near the Heinz factory, which made ketchup in the summer. And that all came back. One day there would be peaches. And as I was a kid and I never really thought about how the canning would feed us in the winter. When I put those jars, those mason jars in the garage, took them out of the kitchen and put them away. And even when I went to get them, I think, in the winter, I enjoyed the peaches, the sweetness, but I didn't think about the sweetness of the moment. And I didn't think that someday I would want to look back on that time. So for me, the miracle that has to do with that food is the miracle of memory. And that I can look back when I eat peaches and beans and tomatoes now, and I can look back to that time and when I am hungry for those childhood experiences, I can be fed. And I brought a little show-and-tell item here. This will take 1 minute. Years later, I went to the house that my grandmother grew up in, which was in much disarray. And from the rubble over away from the house, I unearthed this jar. I have no evidence that this is a jar that my grandmother might have canned with her mother 100 years ago, but maybe it is. So I have this jar sitting on a shelf on my bookcase in my study. And when I look over at this jar, and when I'm, I would say, hungry for those lost times in the past, even though this jar is empty, I can be fed.
And that was MSU Center for Poetry Director Anita Skeen telling her story about being hungry and fed at our first Pop-Up Stories event back on September 9th at Allen Marketplace in Lansing. Pop-Up Stories is produced in collaboration with the Residential College in the Arts and Humanities at MSU. Now be sure to mark your calendars for our next Pop-Up Stories. It's happening this Sunday, October 11th, 2 p.m. We'll see you at the East Lansing Public Library. Come and listen to an afternoon of stories about loaning and borrowing. And if you want to tell your story, sign up by emailing us currentstate@wkar.org.